Well, when I was up here, there wasn't no electricity out here then, but I had a gasoline engine in the pump, and then I had a big old tank in the backyard up kind of high, and I pumped that old tank full of water. Now, I had running water in the house. But there were too many farmers had
it. Gasoline pump.
Old gasoline engine.
Well, the outdoor toilet was.
You have it off out there to itself, you know, a deep hole dug in the ground, you know, and then kept it lime and stuff in it, you know, to keep it set down or something. But it was.
Flies were bad because of those, weren't they?
Yeah, you'd have to keep it
off.
Sealed up, you know, around where it couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
You're right.
And that was called a. What did they call it?
People are called privy.
Okay.
I got, and then later on, finally got to building them, you know, a little nicer, you know, and the cement stool and a little lead all on it. But the Euler, when I was a kid coming up, you had fixed it there, but you walled it up with plank and then cut your hole out and had a lead, but it's all homemade. You done it your own self, you built it yourself.
Yeah. Did y'all have a house where you store wood, or like you said, that house you just stack it out?
Most of them did it, but maybe they put it up on the house, or they had a wood shed out on the outside that stacked the wood in.
Now, for tools up there, you've got for your tools and stuff.
Well, back in then, when you're working a mule, you had a gear house. They call it the gear house. It's a good big room with doors on it. When you come up, you take your gear off and your mule, you hang your gear in and place them. Had things to hang them on, and that's where you kept all your gear off and your mules, bridles, and everything. If you had a saddle, you kept it in there, and you kept all your gear for your mule, you kept it in that gear house.
Was there a special place where the mules would go when you got them or when they came back in at night? Or?
You kept them in a lot. You put them out there in the lot and had water out there for them and had good stalls for them to get in out of the weather and feed them in there.
Okay. And the cows, you don't put your cows underneath anywhere down
there? No. Back in then, you had for your milk cow, I had some stalls and things that keep milk cows in. But see, now with so many cows, you'd have to have a huge barn to keep them in.
Yeah. And y'all used to not have that many cows.
No, I wouldn't have 8 or 10, 12 milk cows. Didn't have many.
Mm-hmm. Place where you'd milk them? Y'all have a kind of a little place where y'all would milk them?
Yeah, I'd have a special place in there. Let the cow go in that stall, you know, and a trough up and put feed in it. And then you could sit down on the stool here.
What did you say to them when they were? To get them, you know.
Well, I'd break just sit down or something. I'd just tell us, back your leg here, you know, tap on the hip and back your leg. And if you didn't pinch or something else, you never would. You don't know if you mashed it. Sometimes the old tips would crack, you know, and you'd have to keep them softened with something other, you know. So now you mashed that wrong and hurt them, they kick you over. Look like they know that's exactly. Aim how to aim at you. Whoop! And lay it to you.
We
had some a cow went into that trough and looped the rope overhead. I touched her. I said, back. She backed her leg up. I looped the rope around that leg and tied it back into a post.
Oh.
Now, tail, I tied it with a rope or something to keep them switching it. They ain't bad about, if you didn't watch them, slap the tail in that bucket of milk and then whoosh, right in your face, they'd go with it. I fixed them. They couldn't kick me and I switched the tail into my face either. But they'd do it.
Well, he cut it off. I remember.
Yeah, made a nub